And both teams taking the floor. We're getting ready for the attempt. It'll be Carter Druitt jumping up for the Liberty Eagles. And Keith Nicholson, the 6'5 senior for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats wearing the home white tonight. Sending green, tip it up, and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Here we go. A berth in the district championship game on Friday night. In the state here tonight, Bobcats immediately into the offense around the zone defense of the Liberty Eagles. Andrews got it in the right corner, pulls up for a three, bounces it off the rim, no good. Rebound Burns back outside. Now the Gage pitch. Gage slices in the lane, pulls up short jumper, wooden drop, and a rebound taken by Pruitt. Assuming that is Fraser. That was Pruitt. It was Carter Pruitt on the rebound. Carroll Gaines bringing it up the floor for the Liberty Eagles with a chance to jump on top here. Carroll Gaines with it, right side, gives out now to Ripko. Ripko going down the right side, throws one all the way back in the far corner. Got inside now to Carter Pruitt. Two bounces in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Ripko for three. That one's up off the mark. No good. Gage pitch rebound. Bobcats on the run. Gage works it up the middle of the floor. And it is taken away from behind by Pruitt. Pruitt will drive to the other end and score fully. Up to 23, the big sophomore. Carter Pruitt with a nice defensive play. And Thayer already down the other end running the offense. That's the ball to Burns out on the lane. Big sophomore takes it right side for Andrews. Andrews, oh, good to call for a travel. Jordan Andrews shuffled the feet. A little head and shoulder fake. Call for the travel. And Bobcat. Down two early. Liberty Eagle with the basketball. 6:53 to go. We played a minute here. And Liberty on top by a score of 2-0. Carroll Gaines makes it, taking his time, bringing it up the floor. Liberty doesn't want to get into a run and gun here with the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty a little bit shorthanded. Here's Ripko going to shoot a three from the top. That one is off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Shot up again. No good. Rebound, Keaton Nicholson. He got it out the pitch. Gage running the floor up the right sideline. We'll hand it off to Jordan Andrews. Jordan slices to the elbow. Pulls up with a jumper. Passes off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty. And all stolen. Now it is stolen by Burns. He'll go to the bucket and score. Aiden Burns. A little backcourt pressure. Now Thayer going to pressure a little bit on the inbound. Now they'll pull it off and pick up at midcourt. Hey, it looks like maybe they're setting up for a little half-court trap here. No, nope, now they'll drop back to that 1-3-1 zone. Liberty bringing it up the floor. Dylan Cooper, number three, getting a start tonight. 6-foot senior, swings the ball on the left side to Terrell Gaines. Gaines handles it out there, feeds it down the left corner to Carter Pruitt. Back out to Gaines. Gaines on the wing, looking to make a move. Bobcats cut him off. He'll go right side now to Cooper. Cooper looking inside. We're tied at two here. Just a minute and a half into the first quarter. Thayer and Mountain View, Birch Street, Liberty. Liberty rarely being deliberate. Taking their time against this Bobcat zone. Here's a long cross-court pass taken by Ripko. Got it back out to Gaines. Gaines going to the bucket. Pulls up the shot. No rebound taken by the Bobcat. There's a nice, oh, beautiful bounce pass down inside to Grimes. Grimes dumps it over to Nicholson. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound and has it taken away by Ripko. Ripko flies up the floor, has the ball poked away from behind and out of bounds. It'll be Liberty Eagle ball. Keaton Nicholson, two chances. More than a beautiful pass from Gage Pitts down to Lane Grimes. Grimes in left it on the trail for Nicholson, who missed a couple of times right under the bucket. A little bit of nerves here when you get into district tournament time. Liberty inbounds the ball, brings out front to Ripko. And Liberty taking their time. Ripko looking to penetrate. Now, Sweden sent down in the corner to Carter Pruitt. Pruitt looking to drive baseline. Bobcats cut him off. Throws it back outside over the head of Cooper and out of bounds. It'll be a backcourt violation. And Bobcats will take over. We're tied at two early. We are 2 minutes and 1 second into the first quarter. Thayer and Liberty tied at two. Both teams a little bit tight coming into this one. This is such a huge rivalry. Thayer working the basketball. Out on top, Andrews over the Gage pitch. He'll fire the three from the wing. It's no good. And the rebound bounces high off the rim and taken by the Liberty Eagles. Oh, Liberty now with a chance to break the tie as Terrell Gaines brings it up across midcourt, gets a screen out top. Terrell moves off the screen, shoots the three, and he buries it. Gaines buries the three, and Liberty on top by three. Thayer down the other way in a hurry. Got it inside to Keaton Nicholson for the bucket. And Bobcat offense is beating the Liberty defense down the floor after Nate Bastard. And Keaton Nicholson with the easy one there. Here comes Liberty again. Gaines moves off a screen on top. Didn't get open for the shot. Feeds it outside. Now a little penetration move by Ripko. Pulls up. Shot no good. Nicholson yanks down another rebound. That's three rebounds already for Nicholson. Thayer with it. Gaines fifth driving down the left side. Going to get fouled on the drive. That'll be on Drew Ripko. Number four. Call for the foul. That's what Gage Pitts can do to you. So quick, that first step off the dribble. and he draws a lot of fouls that way. They will inbound it down along the baseline. Got it to Andrews. Now Burns, he'll fire the three. It's good. Burns buried the three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken the lead. Here's 7-5. Burns with the bucket. Now with five early to lead the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty taking their time, bringing it up the floor. Dylan Cooper. Off to the timeline. Burns jumps out on him. Now they'll bounce it over to Terrell Gaines. Gaines down the corner. There goes number 33, Frazier. Gives it cross-court to Cooper. Down the corner to Pruitt. Now outside to Ripko. Ripko works it over to Gaines. They're going to move off the screen. Bobcats switch and stay right with it. He can shoot it from just about anywhere inside half court. He is some kind of shooter, folks. Liberty with it, still working around the perimeter. Got it down in the corner. Now back out on top to Gaines. Gaines dumps it down to Carter Pruitt. Down the baseline. Put a bucket. Good offensive play right there. And a good look by Gaines and Thayer already down the floor. Andrew got it to Burns. Burns out to Grimes. He'll fire the three. That one's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Frazier for the Liberty Eagles. So Liberty and Thayer tied at 7 here. 2:54 to go in this first quarter. Liberty really taking the air out of the ball when they've got it on the offensive side. Here's Gaines looking to make a little shake and bake. Got down inside, high off the glass. Shot no good. Pitt with a rebound. Thayer running the floor. Pitt right down the middle all the way. The bucket lays up in here. Gaines Pitt with his first two of the night. Three different Bobcats have now scored in the game. And Thayer back on top by 2, 9-7. Two teams going to slug it out like this all night long, folks. It's district time. Liberty with it. Cooper. Wings it over to Gaines on the left side. Way out on the floor. Gaines now with a dribble drive to the top of the key. Dumping it down low to Carter Pruitt. Pruitt's going to get fouled by Keaton Nicholson. Hey, Bobcats, as well, you Bobcat fans know, playing with a short bench, there is no Landry Pitt. Landry's still nursing that bad ankle after spraining that thing over at Charleston in the game against Sykeston. Foul on Nicholson, his first team foul. Against the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty running the inbound play. Oh, they got Ripko wide open in the middle of the lane for the bucket. So Ripko breaks ties it up again at 9-9. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball. Gage Pitt's going to set the offense here against the 2-1-2 zone of the Liberty Eagles. All goes left side to Andrew. Back outside to Pitt. Gage going to fire the three. Bingo! Gage Pitt hits one from way outside. The three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Second made three-pointer of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer up now by 3, 12-9. Liberty with it. Cooper outside looking to work off a screen. Grimes stays with him. He pulls up on the wing, fads it outside. Got it to Andrews. Andrews will drive and has the ball taken away, and that's going to be a foul on Drew Ripko. That's not good news. Ripko might have, this early in the game, might have let him have that layup. Ripko got there and knocked it away, and that is foul number 2 on Drew Ripko for the Liberty Eagles. Andrews would have dunked that ball if Ripko had not come up from behind and knocked it away. Andrews will go to the free throw line and shoot 2 here. Trying to add to a 3-point Thayer Bobcat lead. First one is up and good. First point of the night for Jordan Andrews. Gage Fitz with 5. Aiden Burns with 5. Nicholson with 2. And now that one bounces off the rim. No good. And rebound taken by the Liberty Eagle. Carter Pruitt got it. And down by 4, Eagles bring it across the timeline. Terrell Gaines to the left side of the floor. Now back out front to Ripko. Ripko looking to move off the screen. Couldn't get open out there. And feeds it over to Dylan Cooper. Liberty really being deliberate. Taking their time offensively, looking for a good shot. Got it down to Gaines in the corner. Long three-point shot. Up off the rim and no good. Rebound Andrews. Andrews on the run. It's a 2-on-2 with Nicholson. Andrews takes it all the way to fucking score. Jordan Andrews' first field goal, and almost a steal by Andrews on the inbound play. Gaines got it for Liberty, runs up the floor, dumped it down the corner for Frazier. Now he swings it cross court to Cooper, and now threw it in the corner. Back out to Dylan Cooper, the senior, will slow things down. We're down to 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Thayer up by 6. Liberty trying to cut that in half here before the end of the period. Cooper with it outside, gets back over to Gaines. Gaines with it to drive to the baseline. Bobcats cut him off, and he'll bring it back out front. 24 seconds to go. Liberty looks like they want to hold here for the final shot. No, there's going to be a shot here by Carter Pruitt. He nails it. Carter Pruitt with a three-pointer out of the left corner. And for Pruitt, that is his 7th point of the first quarter. Thayer bringing it the other way here, setting up for the final shot. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Got the Lane Grimes, now to Andrews, and Andrews took his eye off of it, and it goes out of bounds. So Thayer Bobcats, a couple of turnovers there in the first quarter, and Liberty will inbound the ball with 1.4 seconds to go. Chance to tie it up. Somebody will have to hit one from about half court. They inbound it to Carter Pruitt. Now to Ripko. Long shot to buzzer. That'll end it. Our first quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead it 15-12 over the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles here in the semifinals of the Class 3 District 10 tournament. We'll be back with our second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And we're back here at the Houston High School. And again, I can't say it now, that's truly a beautiful facility here at Houston, brand new. And they've just done a great job. And they've done a great job with the tournament so far. Here we are in the men's semifinals, the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles against the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with a lead at the end of one quarter play, 15-12. Neither team has made a substitution yet in the ball game. Liberty will start with the ball in the second quarter, and here we go. Terrell Gaines brings it up out of the backcourt and gets into the offense, moving to the right side of the floor. Gaines still with it on the floor, looking to get away from the defender, couldn't. Got the ball down to Carter Pruitt. Pruitt driving into the lane, pulls up the shot, and it's good. Carter Pruitt down to the baseline. Bobcats don't have an answer for him right now. 9 points for Carter Pruitt. 9 of the 14 for Liberty Thayer working the basketball. Got it down to Gage Pitt. Pull up jumper in the lane is good. Gage having a night, too. He's got 7 already in the game. And Thayer Bobcats back up by 3, 17-14, just underway in the second quarter. There's Gaines for Liberty. He's looking for a shot, can't find one. Now pulls up, fires one up, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Hayden Burns yanks it out for Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Gage Pitt swings it down the corner to Andrews for 3, off the front iron, no. Burns got the rebound, kicks it out to Lane Grimes, wide open for 3. That one's off the mark, and Liberty rebounds it. Carter Pruitt. Got it for the Liberty Eagles. They'll give it to Terrell Gaines, and Liberty coming the other way, trying to get back within one here. There are a couple of good looks at it there, just couldn't get the shot to drop. There's Terrell Gaines outside. Pass the ball over to number 10 who checked in. That is Gavin Reese, and Reese traveled with the basketball. So it looks like Ripko. Yeah, Ripko on the bench with those two fouls, and Gavin Reese in for Liberty. Well, Liberty turns it over. Thayer Bobcats will bring it the other way with 6:44 to go in the first half, leading by 3, 17-14. Gage Pitts out on top. Brings the ball over to Burns. Burns in the corner to Andrews. Andrews driving the baseline. Reverse layup. Partially blocked by Frazier. And Liberty comes out there with the ball. Terrell Gaines up the floor, down the right side of the lane. That shot is blocked, but we're going to get a foul called on the floor. Foul, they're going to say no shot. Fouls against number 12, Aiden Burns. That'll be his first. Second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty inbounds the ball to Carter Pruitt. Got it over to Reese. Reese now to Gaines. Gaines will shake and bake. Lays one up. No good. Rebound comes right back to him. Second shot is up off the window. Good. He's 5'7", but he's not afraid to go in there and challenge the bigs. And Liberty back within one here. Thayer with it. Lane Grimes. Open for the 3, doesn't take it, feeds it around the horn. It goes to Jordan Andrews on the right side. Andrews out the pitch. Gage will back it out. Thayer will set the offense here against the zone defense of the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty. They'll bounce it to Burns. Burns spins to his left, shoots it up, and no good. A lot of contact there, no foul call. Excuse me. And here come the Liberty Eagles with a chance to take the lead here with a bucket. They're down by 1. Long pass taken by Frazier. Frazier looking to drive down inside. Bobcats cut him off. Cross court pass almost stolen by Andrews. But Cooper got it for Liberty. Gives it back over to Terrell Gaines. Gaines moving off a screen out top. And Gaines now looking to penetrate. Kicks it back to Frazier. His shot out of the corner. Good! A three for Lucas Frazier. His first made three-pointer of the night, and Liberty up by two now. Fair with it. Andrews out on top. Feeds over to Burns on the right side wing. Burns dumps it down on the baseline for Nicholson. Nicholson back outside to Andrews. Now Gaines and Pitts. Gaines looking to drive the baseline. Liberty cuts him off. He'll bring it outside to Andrews. Andrews going to the top. Now penetrates into the lane. A little floater. No good. Rebound. Oh, Nicholson had it. Now saved from out of bounds to Burns. Burns has it poked away. Gets it back. Pushes it over to Keaton Nicholson. Driving down the baseline. Picked up and in off the window. Good work there from Burns to Keaton Nicholson for his second bucket of the ball game. We're tied at 19 with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Fair and Liberty. Mansfield, Hartville coming up in the nightcap tonight. We will not have that one on the radio. You can bet we're going to stay here and watch it. Aaron Liberty with a basketball. Frazier in the corner. Flings it cross court for Cooper. Now in the right corner to Pruitt. Pruitt fakes the drive down the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He'll feed it back out front to Reese. Gavin Reese, a six-foot freshman in their plan. Now the ball goes over to Carroll Gaines. Back over to Reese. Reese looking inside. Nobody there. Goes back to Gaines out on top. Liberty's done a nice job being very patient. Here's Gaines moving off the screen, tries to dribble in the lane. Ball poked away, gets loose on the court. Now a held ball in possession will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer now with a chance to retake the lead. Liberty Eagles giving the Thayer Bobcats the number one seed in the tournament. All they won here tonight in the first half in the semifinals of the Class 3 District 10 tournament. And it always gets tough. Every game from here on out is going to be a war. You can just count on it. And Thayer Bobcats working around the perimeter. Now they bounce it inside to Nicholson. Nicholson works against the defense and shoots and scores. Nicholson with a nice spin move. Thayer now a little bit of backcourt pressure. Now they'll pull it back after the inbound. Terrell Gaines will walk it up. Thayer back on top by two, 21-19. Gaines moving off the screen. Now John going to fire a long three-pointer. That one no good. An air ball. And before it went out of bounds, it was saved in by Dylan Cooper. He bounced it off a Thayer Bobcat and out of bounds. That was a good play there by Dylan Cooper, the senior. Terrell Gaines will trigger the ball inbounds here for Liberty. Looking in the middle, nobody open. Brings outside for Lucas Frazier. Frazier holds it. Fades to Cooper. Cooper right side now to Reese. Reese looking in. Nobody open there. Liberty hands off to Terrell Gaines again. Terrell looking inside. Liberty with five around the perimeter. Nobody anywhere close to the paint. And they have really spread the floor. Here's Pruitt looking to penetrate. Kicking out of Frazier in the corner. Three-point shot. Good! Lucas Frazier hit a pair from the corner. And the Liberty Eagles take a one-point lead at 22-21. I told you in the pregame, they are a three-point shooting team. And if it's on, go ahead, an offensive foul will be called on the other end on Aiden Burns. Burns picks up his second foul of the game. Well, that wasn't much of a bump. Aiden caught it down the post. It gave a little bump. And boom, called for an offensive foul. Second foul of the night on Aiden, who normally doesn't pick up two fouls in the course of a whole game. Here we are, 2:42 to go in the first half. By the way, Drew Ripko has checked back in the game for Liberty. Ripko, another three-point shooter on the floor for the Liberty Eagles. Liberty up by one with 2:33 to go. Ball goes in the middle, now in the corner, and back outside for Ripko. Moves off the screen on top. Elevates and travels with the basketball. And Ripko's going to be called for the... No, he's called for a foul. The foul's going to be an illegal screen on Lucas Frazier, number 33. Frazier called for the illegal screen out front. That'll be the first on him. Team foul number three. Been a pretty clean game. Thayer working to the right side. Down by one here. Needing the buckets this trip. Grimes looking inside. Nobody open. Swings it over to Gage. Fitz moves to the free throw line. Jumper is going to be short. And a rebound taken by a little Liberty Eagle. Ripko got it. Feeds it over to Gaines. Liberty now with a chance to add to their one-point lead here with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Player back in that matchup zone. Ripko working out top. Feeds it down to Carter Pruitt on the baseline. Threw it back outside and back over to Ripko. Ripko holds it out near midcourt. He will bounce it to Terrell Gaines with a minute 48 to go. Liberty hasn't even looked at the basket yet. Now here's Carter Pruitt, takes it. He feeds it off on the corner. Dylan Cooper with a shot, no good. Rebound bounces around, taken by Thayer. Got it to Andrews, who will elevate for the jam. Jam City of Houston High School. Jordan Andrews sticks one home, and the Thayer Bobcats are back on top, 23-22. Liberty with it. Terrell Gaines outside. Works it to the right side to Ripko. He'll let one fly from the three-pointer. It's good. Ripko, his first made three-pointer of the night. And Liberty back on top by two, 25-23. Thayer with the basketball. Andrews on the right side wing. He's around to Grimes. Grimes looking inside. Nobody open. Back out to Andrews. Andrews to Gage Pitts. Minute two to play in the first half. Thayer down two with the ball. Andrews to slice and dice. No, kicked it down the corner to Burns. Feeds it outside on the other side to Andrews for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound Liberty. And here come the Eagles with a chance to add to the lead. Terrell Gaines going to the bucket. Shot is blocked. And then a picked up by Pruitt, who puts it back up in the air. Was that Frazier? No, it was Frazier. Got the rebound. Put it back up in the air. So Thayer down four now. Liberty up 27-23. Here's a quick shot by Gage Pitts. No good. The Bobcat not shooting it very well here tonight. Here's a give to Frazier in the corner for three more. Yep. Frazier hits another three. He's got 11 and a half, and Liberty leads it by seven. Down to 19 seconds to go in the first half. Liberty Eagles by seven. And everything they're throwing up there is going in now. Thayer really struggling offensively here in the first half. All outside to Burns, out of Andrews with 5 seconds. Andrews dumps it back out to Grimes around the pitch. He'll fire the three at the buzzer. And it's good. Eight fifths of another three-pointer. That one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. That pulls the podcast to within four. It's 30-26. Thayer Bobcats down four at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Pizza in a Thayer halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
All day buffet available now at the Pizza Inn of Thayer every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All you can eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials, dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, where they outpan pizza at the Hut.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moon Eye Jigs and Amiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
And we're back here at the Houston High School, the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament semifinal action. And the number one seed is down at the half. The Thayer Bobcats trail the Liberty Eagles 30-26. And the Liberty Eagles have been unconscious shooting the basketball. They have hit six threes in the first half, and three of those by Lucas Frazier, shooting out of the corner. And another one for Carter Pruitt, another one for Drew Ripko, and another one for Terrell Gaines. So six three-pointers in the game for the Liberty Eagles, and that really been the story of the game. And on the other end, Thayer Bobcats not shooting the ball very well at all. They've missed some from point blank. One shot hit the side of a backboard, and it's been that kind of night for the Thayer Bobcats. And we've seen this before as the season's gone on. At least Thayer Bobcats, they normally rally in the second half. But we'll talk to them. I'm sure Coach Pitts is talking to them in the locker room right now. The defense got to get a little better on the perimeter. And on the offensive end, Bobcats just got to shoot the ball better. And I'm sure they will try to get that done by using the defense. All right, and that's usually is what happens. They come out, really intensify the defensive effort in the second half. That usually leads to some easy buckets and kind of gets the offense rolling, so to speak. So, again, Thayer down by four at the half, 30-26 to the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. You're listening to the Thayer PCN halftime report. We'll take another timeout. Back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
City First, member FDIC.
Palace Drug Store, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Back after the timeout, you're listening to the Thayer PCN halftime report. Thayer Bobcats down by four at the half to the Liberty Eagles, 30-26 here in the district semifinals. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First up for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles are led by Lucas Frazier, who has the 11 points in the first half. Frazier has hit three 3-pointers for the Liberty Eagles. Carroll Gaines with 5 in the first half, 9 for Carter Pruitt. He's hit 1 3-pointer and a 3-pointer for Drew Ripko, 5 points. In the game. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Gage Pitts. Gage has hit a pair of threes. He's got 10. 6 points for Keaton Nicholson. Only 5 for Jordan Andrews and 5 for Aiden Burns. And Thayer trails it by 4 here at the intermission. There's another game here at the Houston High School tonight. Now, we will not have the game for you on the radio, but it's going to be a dandy. If you're in the Houston area, you might want to watch it. You might want to come out and enjoy that one. It'll be the Hartville Eagles, the number 2 seed, against number 3 seed in Mansfield. And if you follow high school basketball in Southern Missouri, you know what kind of rivalry that is. It might be an even bigger rivalry than Thayer, Mountain View, Birch Tree. And that's kind of the game we got going now. Both teams have just made their way out onto the court for the second half. We're going to take another break. Back with your second half of basketball in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. I'm Kylie O'Neill, Director of Development at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Call our office today at 417-264-6161 and let us help you find the property of your dreams. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection, so come to West Plains where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
No way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And we're back at the Houston High School Gym District semifinal action for you tonight on the Econ Sports Network as the Thayer Bobcats battle the Liberty Eagles, and the Liberty Eagles with the lead at the half, 30-26. And it'll be, the Liberty Eagle ball to start the third quarter. Is that right? I believe it is. All right, so Liberty Eagles will start the ball. They'll start with the ball in the third quarter. Can the Eagles stay hot in the second half? Again, 6 3-pointers in the first half for Liberty as they go out to the 30-26 lead over the Thayer Bobcats. Both teams have had leads in the first half. Good ball game. This second half is going to be a dandy. We got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Houston High School Gym. Liberty with it. Terrell Gaines out on top. Both teams are back to the starting lineups on the floor right now. Gaines will give it up for Dylan Cooper. He'll swing it right side for Ripko. Ripko, cross court, got it to Gaines. Three-point shot is up. That one's off the mark. And the rebound is going to go all the way into the corner out of bounds. It will be Thayer Bobcat basketball. So Thayer with an opportunity to get back to within the bucket here if they can score on this first possession of the second half. Gage Pitts walking up the floor for the Bobcats. If they get a little more structured offense, I thought they kind of got out of rhythm just by playing a lot of one-on-one ball in that first half. Here's Andrews with it. Got it over to Gage Pitts. Gage takes it to the left side. Feeds back over to Andrews. Andrews, penetration move. Little yo-yo shot. It's up and in. Andrews hits his first shot of the second half, and Thayer back within two. Liberty inbounds the ball in the backcourt. Burns back there bothering the inbound play. Boy, he's so good at that. That sneaks in there for steal. We see that two or three times a game. Gaines with it for Liberty. Lean down the left corner. Ripko, that's one fly. Three-pointers. Good! Out of the corner. Are you kidding me? Ripko, now with 8 points, his second made three-pointer. Here's Thayer back on the other end. Burns will give it off to Grimes. Grimes out to Andrews. Under a minute, or just over a minute gone by. Here's Andrews down the penetration and dish. No, Nicholson follows it up and puts it back up and in and count it in a foul. That's going to be on Drew Ripko, and that's going to be number three on Ripko. Drew Ripko fouled Keaton Nicholson. Second time he went up. Basket is good, and the foul on Ripko, and that is number three, and that's not good news for Coach Lee and the Mount View Birch Tree Liberty Eagle. Ripko, maybe the best player on this team, and he is going to come to the bench in foul troubles. Nicholson with the putback has now got 8 points in the game. He'll shoot for number nine. And Ripko goes to the bench. Number 10, Gavin Reese. The freshman checks in. Nicholson with a free throw. It's up and no good. Rebound. Burns got it. Oh, they're going to call him for a foul. And Aiden Burns just picked up his third foul for Thayer. Can we call for a push? And that'll be number three on Aiden Burns. Arguably the Thayer Bobcats, one of their best players now. In foul trouble with three. He's going to stay out there, though. Bobcats have not used the substitution in this game. 6:41 to go in the third quarter. Liberty up three with a basketball. Terrell Gaines with it. Looking to make a little shake-and-bake move. Now feeds it down the corner to Frazier. Somebody jump on him. He's hit three of those out of the corner. Already in the game. Here's Terrell Gaines looking to penetrate. Crossover dribble. Gets into the lane. Throws it up. No good. Rebound taken by Gage Pitts. And here come the Bobcats on the fly. Pitts going all the way to the bucket. Lays it up. Counted in a foul. And that'll be on Carter Pruitt. Pruitt trying to draw the charge. And Gage Fisk uses great body control in the air to slide around him. He will get credit for the basket and go to the free throw line with a chance to tie the game. Substitution here for Thayer. Looks like Rowan Spencer going to check in. Aiden Burns going to come out with those three fouls. So Rowan Spencer will play in time here with the varsity. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with a chance to tie here. Outscored Liberty by three, and free throw is no good. A little bit short by Gage Pitts, and Liberty came down with a rebound. Still the Eagles. Still the one-point lead in the ball. They'll give it up to Reese out on top. Gavin Reese, the freshman. Brings it on the right side. Got over there to Gaines. And Grimes jumps out on him. Great shooter from the perimeter. Ball goes down the left side now to Frazier. Frazier holds it, brings it cross court for Reese. Reese looking to penetrate. Pulls up, shot no good. Rebound off to Andrews, and the Bobcats are on the run. Andrews down the middle floor, dumps it off to Lane Grimes. Misses the shot. And a rebound taken by the Liberty Eagles. Here they come. Well, Thayer had a chance to retake the lead there. Here Gaines brings it up, pulls up from way downtown. Shot is no good. Rebound ball it around. Thayer's got it. Oh, and Liberty got it back. Gaines going to the bucket, lays it in. Thayer would have been better off to get the tie, the hell ball right there. They got a scrum and came out with a ball. And here's Andrews back the other way. Thayer down by three again. Got it to Nicholson. Nicholson on the baseline gets cut off. Feeds out to Andrews for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound bounces off to Lucas Frazier for Liberty. Eagle with a chance to add to a three-point lead here. Gaines looking to penetrate in the lane. Lays it up off the window. No good. Rebound going to be volleyed out of bounds. We're going to get a foul on the Liberty Eagle. They're going to call that on Thayer. They're going to call that on. Yeah, they called it on the Thayer Bobcats on Rowan Spencer. Now Ripko checks back in as Cooper checked out for Liberty. Rowan Spencer, who just checked in for the Bobcats, called for the foul. Wow, Liberty inbound it. Terrell Gaines dumps it down to Carter Pruitt. Pruitt in the lane, kicks it back outside. Top of the key to Frazier. Frazier powers his way down the right side, kicks it back outside. Out over to Cooper for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Nicholson clears the board for the Thayer Bobcats. Here comes Thayer with a chance to tie it here. At least get back to within one with a bucket. Nicholson's got it on the wing. Feeds over to Gage Pitts. Gage out front for Andrews. Now over to Spencer. Back to Andrews. Andrews to Pitts. Steps into a three. Bingo! Gage Pitts is another one from downtown. 15 for Gager. And the Thayer Bobcats tie the game at 35. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics. Gage Pitts leads all scorers in the game with 15 for the Thayer Bobcats. And a 4:21 to go in the third quarter. Liberty with it. Gaines trying to get open on the right side. Couldn't. Gets the ball to Ripko. Ripko trying to drive down to the baseline. We got to take the ball. Has to come back and get it. Gives it back out to Gaines. Gaines goes the opposite way of a screen. Now feeds the ball over to Dylan Cooper. Cooper moves off the screen at the top. Over to Gaines. Takes the three. Moves toward the lane. Gets all the way inside. It's going to get fouled. That's going to be on Rowan Spencer again. Coach Pitts says, don't play defense with your hands. You play defense with your feet. Rowan Spencer took a smack at it as he went by. That's team foul number three on the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty inbounds the ball. 3:57 to go. Got it to Gaines in the corner for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Jordan Andrews got it. Up to Lane Grimes on the left side. Back out to Andrews. Andrews, Dyson to the bucket. Little yo-yo shot. Count the foul. Jordan Andrews with a beautiful move to the bucket. He's got nine. And he'll go to the free throw line with a chance to get Thayer back to within, actually to add to a Bobcat lead. Thayer's all of a sudden up 37-35. Thayer's outscored Liberty by six here in the quarter. Andrews trying to make it seven. And the free throw is up and good. Andrews now with 10. Foul, by the way, was on Carter Pruitt. It'll be his second foul of the game for Pruitt. Liberty comes the other way, down by three. Gaines, Dyson in the lane, shot blocked by Nicholson. Off to Andrews. Andrews driving all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Thayer Bobcats on a run. The Liberty Eagles want a timeout. 40-35. Thayer Bobcats have outscored Liberty by nine midway through the third quarter. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach Lee said, I need to stop this right now. Fair Bobcats have outscored the Liberty Eagles by 9 points here in the third quarter. Down by 4.5, they lead it now by 5, 40-35. As Jordan Andrews and Gage Pitt, Gage with 5 of those points in the third quarter, and Andrews with 7 of those points in the quarter, Gage Pitt with 5, including a 3-point. Here comes Liberty. They haven't scored the last couple of possessions. Terrell Gaines has got it. Feeds it over to Cooper on the top. Cooper down to Frazier in the corner. Bobcats jump out on him. Looking at Carter Pruitt in the middle. And he's not open. Let's bring it back outside to Gaines. Gaines takes it to the right side. Now back to the left side. Ripko coming to the ball. Gets it at the free throw line. Dumps it down inside to Carter Pruitt. Pruitt gets knocked down. No foul call. Wow. Thought that should have been a foul on Thayer. Anyway, Liberty with it. Got it to Frazier in the corner. He'll pump a three-pointer up. That one's off the rim. No good. We're going to get a foul on the rebound. That's either going to be on Gaines or Spencer. Both were there. And I think they're going to call it on. They're going to call that one on Grimes. Grimes calls the foul for Thayer. That'll be number one on Lane. And Liberty gets to the ball. No, they called it on Liberty. Called it on the Liberty Eagles on Carter Pruitt. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know, that should have been a foul on Thayer. Officials have missed a couple here lately. Hey, Bobcats will take it, though. They got a 5-point lead in the ball with 2:36 to go in the third quarter. Rowan Spencer with it, looking to make a move toward the bucket. Kicks it back outside to Gage Pitt. He'll challenge the bigs inside. Pulls up with a shot. No, and he's going to be called for a travel. And Gage says no foul call. I mean, he got hammered down there. And no foul call. Like, oh, he went up for the shot. Came down with it. That's a travel. Well, Fair Bobcats will turn it over on that possession. With a 5-point lead, 40-35, Gaines brings it in the front court for Liberty. Got it down to Frazier in the corner. Frazier, long cross-court pass taken by Cooper. Oh, Andrews almost got there to pick that one off. Now give down to Carter through it. He powers it in the lane, kicks it back outside, and gets it to Ripko. Pulls up the short jumper. That's good. Nice, easy touch for Drew Ripko. The senior's got 10 in the game for Liberty. Two Liberty Eagles in double figures. Two Thayer Bobcats in double figures. Thayer lead is now 3 at 40-37. We're down to a minute 52 to go. And Thayer might take a little air out of the ball here. Get over to Andrews. Andrews, nope, he's going to go in blank. Got out to Grimes. Stepped into a 3. Beat go! Lane Grimes gets one from downtown. Big shot. Thayer up by 6 with a minute 36 to go in the third. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Thayer. Liberty with the ball. Ripko trying to answer. Top of the key. Oh, jump pass. Got it down the corner. Back outside to Cooper. Now to Gaines. He'll throw a long one up. That one bounces up off the front of the rim. No good. Nicholson rebound. Thayer now the chance to have the lead. Got it to Andrews. Andrews around the defense. Slides in. No. Spencer down the offensive rebound. Puts it in and gets fouled on the play. Rowan Spencer off the Bobcat bench with a big offensive rebound. Fouls on number 33. Lucas Frazier will be his second. And Rowan Spencer, the Bobcat sophomore, going to the free throw line, trying to add to an 8-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Thayer was down by 4 at the half. They lead it now by 8 and make it 9 as Spencer hits the free throw. And the Liberty Eagles won another timeout. Minute 12 to go in the third. Thayer Bobcats have opened a 9-point lead, 46-37. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back to the Houston High School Gym where the Thayer Bobcats have exploded for 20 points here in the third quarter. We've still got over a minute to play. Liberty Eagles, on the other hand, have only scored 7 Hey, Bobcats, I told you at halftime, Taylor likes to come out of that locker room, intensify the defensive effort a little bit, and that usually leads to some buckets, and it takes this offense. And if you're a Thayer Bobcat fan, you might look on the floor right now and go, hey, wait a minute. Where is Aiden Burns? He's on the bench with three fouls. And, of course, no Landry hit for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry's still out with that sprained ankle. I know he was going in to see a doctor today, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Matt Pitts after the ball game and find out what the timeline is for the return of Landry Pitts to the Thayer Bobcat basketball team. He is a big piece of this puzzle. Bobcats are going to need him. They're probably going to need him Friday night. All right, here we go. Liberty Eagles come the other way with the ball. We're down to 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Thayer up now by 9. Liberty needs a bucket here. And a long one will be a huge help to the Liberty Eagles cause. Cooper got it. Feeds out front to Ripko. Ripko over the Gaines with 54 seconds to go. Now to Ripko. Ripko swings it down left corner to Frazier. Bobcats jump out on him. Here's the gift to Ripko. Ripko penetrates in the lane, passes back out front to Cooper. Cooper drives one down to Pruitt. Pruitt driving the baseline, going to the bucket hard, misses the shot. Rebound taken by Jordan Andrews, and the Thayer Bobcats going to slow this thing down. They'll shoot for the final shot of the third quarter. Gage Pitts walks across the middle of the floor, feeds over to Andrews with 25 seconds to go. This is just vintage Matt Pitts, a.k.a. Cliff Hawkins basketball right here. We get it under a minute to go in the quarter. We're going to hold it for the final shot. Down to 15 seconds to go. Andrews with it. Out on the court, down to 10. But the score clock says, okay, here we go. Andrews, a little shake and bake. Penetration in the lane. Dumps it out to Pitts for 3. Oh, off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty. And there's a shot. Won't count as it goes. That's no good from half court. Our score at the end of three quarters, 46-37. Thayer Bobcats leads the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles after a huge third quarter. We'll take timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
All day buffet available now at the Pizza of Thayer every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All you can eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza of Thayer, where they outpan pizza at the hut.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And here we go. So that's our fourth quarter. The winner of this game will go on to the championship of the district tournament on Friday night. Here at the Houston High School, they'll play the winner of the Hartsville-Mansfield game, which is coming up next here at the Houston High School. Thayer Bobcats with a 9-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. And here we go. Thayer ball to start the fourth quarter. Gage Pitts with it out to Aiden Burns, who has checked back in. So Thayer with the starters back on the floor. Here's Pitts with it over to Burns. Wide open for a three. Didn't take it. Thayer working a little clock here, working the offense around the perimeter. Got it down the corner to Grimes. Grimes back out to Pitts. Pitts passes one over to Andrews. Now over to Burns again. Back to Andrews on top. Fire to three. That one's off the front rim. No good. The rebound taken by Pruitt. Here comes Liberty now. Don't forget, they are an outstanding three-point shooting team. They can make up a 9-point deficit in no time. They've got it now in the corner to Frazier. Frazier works it back out front for Carroll Gaines. Looking for a good shot. Feed it over to Ripko. Ripko penetrates into the free throw circle. Got it down to Frazier. Bobcats jump on him. He'll go to Pruitt. Pruitt back out to Ripko. 15-footer is up and no good. Rebound is saved from out of bounds by Liberty. And then the pass inbound stolen by Andrews. Good play, Jordan Andrews. And the Thayer Bobcats coming the other way. So we played a minute. They're in the fourth quarter. Neither team has scored. Andrews with it out on top. He's the right side to Burns. Burns looking in the middle. Nobody open there. Back on the left side, now back out for Burns. Number 12, the Bobcats sophomore. Aiden Burns has not scored in the second half. Only 5 points in the game. Aiden gives it back over to Fitz. They are really milking the clock here. Fitz penetrates inside, now brings it back out front. 9-point Bobcat lead. They're just playing keep away right here. Really taking the air out of the ball. Liberty can't score if they don't have air with it. Here's Andrews. Andrews got it down the corner to Grimes. Grimes inside Pitts. Back outside and around the horn to Andrews. Andrews down to the baseline. Feeds it out to Nicholson. Now Burns. Burns looking for a lane to the bucket. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Gage Pitts on the left side wing. Feed it down the corner to Andrews. Andrews back over to Burns. Burns back over to Grimes on the right side. Bayer is taking a minute off the clock here on this possession. Here's Burns, takes the shot, gets his man off his feet, gives it up back out to Grimes, back to Burns. Now Grimes, now over to Andrews. Andrews sees the lane to the bucket, around the defense, lays it up and in. So Bayer low on the sweep, and then Andrews goes shoots a reverse layup. And Bayer up by 11 now, 48-37. That was vintage Bayer Bobcat basketball right there. Here's Cooper with it for Liberty. Almost traveled. Got that dribble down at the last second. Leads it over to Gaines. Gaines looking to penetrate. Little jump pass out to Frazier for three and a quarter. In and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of the Bayer Bobcats and out of bounds. It'll be Liberty Eagle ball. Liberty inbounds it down by 11. Bayer has outscored them by a bunch here in the second half. Outscored them 20-7 in the third quarter. And 2-0 so far here in the fourth. Liberty with the ball. Cooper out top. He'll back it out. Reset the offense. We're down to 5 minutes and change to go here in the fourth quarter. Liberty's got to get a little sense of urgency here, down by 11. All goes to Ripko. Ripko handles it out top. Looking for a screen. Moves off of it on the left side. Ball now stolen from him by Andrews. Gets loose on the floor. And we got a fair ball off the hands of Ripko. Ripko Andrews got it. Got to roll around on the floor, and the Ripko apparently touched the ball while he was laying out of bounds. So Bayer Bobcats are going to get it in here. With an 11-point lead, here they come. Jordan Andrews steps it across the timeline. Looking to make a one-on-one move right down the middle of the lane. Lays it up to the left hand and good. Jordan Andrews, 16 to lead all scorers on the night. He has scored 11 of those here in the second half. Here's Gaines in the lane for Liberty. His shot is up. He gets blocked by about three people, and one of them's going to be called for a foul. Terrell Gaines going into the middle, fouled by number 35. That is big Keaton Nicholson. Second foul of the game on Nicholson, comes with 4:40 to play in the basketball game. Fair up by 13. Gaines trying to get the first point of the fourth quarter for Liberty, and he does. Actually, that's not right. Is there a fifth point that he gets the first? No, he's right. That's the first point for Liberty here in the fourth quarter. We played almost 3.5 minutes. Second one is up and good, so Terrell Gaines hits them both. 9 points for Gaines on the Fayette Bobcat lead. Now back to 11, 50-39. Bobcats walking up the floor. As you can bet, they're going to take their time, look for a good shot. Got it over to Burns. Burns looking to make a move against Pruitt. Now got it outside to Nicholson. Out to Grimes. Grimes back to Burns on top. Aiden down the left side of the lane. Little give and go. Got it to Gage Pitts. Good boy. Gage Pitts coming off the back side. 17 for Gage. And the Thayer Bobcats back up 13. So they answer the bucket for the two free throws by Gaines to add to the lead again. All back outside. Terrell Gaines has got it for Liberty. Looking to try and dribble his way open for a shot. He won't do that much against the Thayer Bobcat defense. They really picked the defensive level up here in this second half. That's really the difference in the quarter. It's Terrell Gaines trying to get open again. Gets the ball to Carter Pruitt. Pruitt down the middle of the lane. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound Lane Grimes. The Bayer Bobcats now with a chance to go up 15. They feed it up to Aiden Burns. Burns on the wing. Brings it back out on top for Jordan Andrews. 3:33 to go. Andrews down the middle of the lane. Pulls up a little fadeaway jumper. It's good. Andrews now with 18 in the ball game. And the Bayer Bobcats are up by 15, 54-39. Liberty, Terrell Gaines down the floor, puts up a shot. No good on the baseline. And a rebound taken by Jordan Andrews. And here comes Bayer Bobcats. They're in complete control of this one. 54-39. They've been in control since they took the lead. And they took the lead back in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Bobcats working around the perimeter here. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's Burns looking to go to the bucket. He does. Lays up a shot. How a wooden drop, but he's fouled on the play. That'll be on Pruitt. And that'll be number 4 on Carter Pruitt. And Aiden Burns will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Aiden and Dunn, I don't want to say he hadn't done much offensively. He hadn't scored much tonight. Usually he's up there around 15, 18 points. So far tonight, just 5. And they'll make it 6. And that'll be his first point of the second half. And the Thayer lead is now 16. Thayer, with 2:50 to go in the game, has held Liberty to 9 points in the second half. And another free throw for Burns is good. He's got 7. Liberty with it. Gain, moving off the screen, feeds it down in the left corner for Cooper. Cooper back out on top to Ripko. Ripko going to let one fly. He's going to get fouled. No foul called. Shot was an air ball, rebounded by Thayer. And they get it all the way up the floor to Andrews, who will step to the bucket for the lay-in. I thought they were going to call a foul. Thayer blocked the three-point shot of Ripko. Came up with a loose ball, and Thayer now leads it by 19 with 2:27 to go in the game, and Liberty wants a timeout. We'll be back to Houston High School in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey, Steve, and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Well, the Thayer Bobcats have outscored the Liberty Eagles by 23 points in the second half. We've still got a little over 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Thayer leads it now by a score of 58-39. Folks, Liberty led 30-26 at halftime. They've only scored 9 points in the second half. The Thayer Bobcats have really thrown the clamps on them defensively. And it was Liberty hitting 6 threes in the first half, and they have hit 0. Well, I take that back. Ripko did hit one early here in the second half. So 6 threes in the first half, 1 in the second half. And Liberty with basketball after the timeout. Down by 19, 2:15 to go in the game. Here's Gaines, got the ball out to Ripko. He'll let one fly. 3-pointer is off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Gage Pitts. And here come the Thayer Bobcats. Pitts. We're walking into the front court. Thayer, you bet they can work some clock here. 2 minutes to go. No, Andrews going to the bucket. Reverse layup is good. Andrews now with 22 in the game. He only has 5 in the first half. Gaines coming the other way. Falls down. Maintains the dribble. Gets back up and passes over to Frazier. Frazier. Now to Ripko. Ripko bounces it down to Pruitt. Back out to Ripko. Minute 43 to go in the game. Thayer up by 21. Liberty with it in the corner. Now back out front to Ripko. Ripko pulls up at the elbow. Shot is no good. Gage Pitts with another Thayer Bobcat rebound. And now, oh, Gage got pushed out of bounds, and they say out of bounds on Thayer. And should be Liberty ball, right? Probably going to give it back to Thayer. Carter Pruitt going to come out of the ball game now. Number 35, Brody Rutledge. We'll check in for Liberty. I'm surprised we didn't see Brody earlier in the game, especially with Thayer has out-rebounded him here in the second half. So apparently they did call the foul on Carter Pruitt for the push. And that is his fault. Thayer Bobcats with the ball on the other end. Andrews with it out on top, slices down the left side of the lane, all the way to the bucket, lays it in again. Andrews with 24 on the night. And Thayer leads it now 62-39. It's been all Bobcats in the second half. We're down to 1 minute to go. Gaines pulls up just inside the three-point line, shoots an air ball that goes out of bounds. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball again, and Thayer finally probably going to hold this one for the final shot of the quarter. 62-39, the Thayer Bobcats to this point have held Liberty to 9 points in the entire second half. Well, they decide to put those clamps on defense. Oh, here's Ripko with a steal. Lazy pass by Pitts. Ripko will drive, misses the layup, and a foul going to be called on Gage Pitts. He got up there, I think he got a piece of that ball. And Gage going to be called for the foul, will be his first of the game. And it'll be Drew Ripko going to line to shoot 2 for Liberty. And Coach Pitts going to get a sub in. Rowan Spencer looking to check back in the ball game for the Thayer Bobcats. Ripko at the line, he'll shoot 2. And now the sub coming in for Rowan Spencer will go in place of Gage Pitts, who will take a seat next to his dad on the bench. Matt Pitts, head coach of the Fair Bobcats. And the free throw is up and good for Terrell Gaines. Gaines now with 10 points. Three Liberty Eagles in double figures. They've all got 10, and now Terrell's got 11. Actually, Frazier had 11 in the first half. He hadn't scored in the second. Fair has guarded him here in this second half of basketball. 30 seconds to go. Aiden Burns handles the ball out on the floor for the Fair Bobcats. Down under 30 seconds. He's still out there on the dribble. And just running out the clock here. Fair's going to win this one. Final score is probably going to be 62-41. And again, Fair holding Liberty to 11 points in the entire second half. 7 in the third quarter and 4 in the fourth, and 2 of those were free throws. Andrews now dribbling out the clock, down to 8 seconds to go, 6 seconds, 5, and the Fair Bobcats will advance to the district championship game. They'll play Friday night at 7 o'clock. Final score 62-41. Fair Bobcats with the victory over the Mountain View Burst Street Liberty Eagles.